This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yeah, I don't fear the Reaper unless there's a nuclear war and we all get killed. I don't fear death, but I fear death of the planet, death of the species, and our great quest failing. Yeah, I'm pro-human, not a globalist. I like myself, so I project on other people. Anthony Kumi is coming up riding a shotgun with me during the 34-hour global transmission we're now 6 hours into. Steve in West Virginia, you're a trooper. Thank you for holding so long. God bless you. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, them globalists and deep state, they need a war. It's not about gas or money or oil. It's about patriotism and Christianity. When Putin said he was moving out of Syria, they had a gas attack area in Salisbury. Trump says he's pouring out, another gas attack. Who do you think these countries are hauling war all the time? Are they going to send in tens of millions of refugees, Muslim immigrants? Are they going to be the one fighting the battle? Was it going to be the Christian patriots out on the front line? Same here with Nikki Haley in the United States. I'm a United States Marine Corps veteran, and I know for a fact that we fight for God, family, and country. Once they get rid of the Christians and the patriots, they can walk all over this world.
Well, did you hear Nigel Farage earlier? What a great leader and what a great person that sees into the future. A seer, he said they want to destroy Christians, period. And that's Russia's crime. The left loved Russia because they could go over there and literally take holidays and kill Christians in cages. And now they can't do it, and they hate it. Hollywood hates it. The left hates it. They can't go have their honeymoons there now.
That's correct. Once they get rid of the Christians and the patriots, they can just walk all over the world. The globalists will own it then, and they know that. That's why they need a war. If it ain't going to be with Russia, it's going to be with somebody else. You notice that's all they push. Every time the least little thing happens, even before President Trump became president, to mainstream media and all of them were hollering, war with Russia, war with Russia. If Hillary would have got elected, we'd have done been in war with Russia.
Well, that's because Russia's the one that got away. The left took it over, killed millions of Russians, used Russia to kill tens of millions more, and man, they gang raped that country and gouged those Christians' eyes out and starved to death good. All those commissars, massive Lincoln brigades, Abraham Lincoln brigades went over there to have fun and get to torture Christians, and now their big torture factory has been taken over, and they just are so mad Russia came back. God bless you, Steve. Great points. James in Louisiana, you're on the air worldwide. And then another James in Spokane, Washington. James in Louisiana, you're on the air. James in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi there. I just want to start off saying, man, the iodine, man, worked wonders. Lost a lot of weight. Just started back working out, man. It got me healthy. I want to talk about flushing the gators out of the swamp. Man, I think the next move would be to hit them from a different side. I remember whenever they came out on CNN, the CIA Black Project thing was coming out with the UFO video and everything. The fact is they had admitted that technology does exist. Could that be another angle that we can hit them on?
Absolutely. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff we can hit him on. People going out and telling Bill Clinton he's a rapist everywhere he goes, or Comey when he goes on the road at signing books. Everybody should confront him, videotape it, and shut him down. You taking action, you getting in the street, but not like communists beating people up, going to events, going to book signings, getting on C-SPAN, taking over the media, calling into talk radio. You have the power. They fear you. It's why they fear this broadcast.
Yes, sir. And then the fact that Trump's uncle was able to look at Nikola Tesla's papers after he had died.
Yeah, no, Trump knows a lot about the secret technology. Absolutely. He knows about globalism. And we'll see what happens because he's starting to go sideways, but we're praying he wakes up. We'll be right back. Thank you, James, Louisiana. We got James in Spokane. I'll get to you, too. But Anthony Cumia is coming up. He's going to be hosting this hour. I'm going to finish up on Robert Mueller with him and get his take on that. And then the war with Owen Schroyer. so many other big guests throughout the next, well, now it's 27 hours or 28 hours that are left in the global transmission. Stop War with Russia, global emergency broadcast. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for...
There's a very powerful video that's going to be posted on YouTube and Facebook in the next 10 minutes. He was on with us 2 hours ago. Nigel Farage. The globalists want war with Russia. Well, it's even worse than that. The headline is, Nigel Farage. The globalists hate Christians, want war with Russia. And they hate Christians because they want to be God. They want total control. They want total power. And they want radical Islam as their operating system. Now, joining us is the fellow that hosts every couple of weeks. He has his own great media operation, CompoundMedia.com, at the Kumia Show on Twitter. And he's got a lot to cover today, but I got behind, and he always invites me on, so I appreciate it. And I wanted to get his take on Mueller, because we've been focused on the neocons trying to start World War III with Russia, and Pompeo saying, we're already killed hundreds of Russians, and thought that he wouldn't help us take out ISIS. I wanted to play these clips and get your take on it. First, we've got Rand Paul warns Mueller's enormous power can be used against anybody. Yeah, who died made him king of the universe. Let's play that clip and then a few others again. Anthony Cumia's take on this. Here it is.
So I think this investigation no longer has much to do with Russia. But I would warn people around America who say, oh, that don't like the president. Oh, this is just fine because it's against President Trump. This is an enormous power that can be used against anybody. You remember what Chuck Schumer said a couple of months ago? He says, if you cross the intelligence agencies, they can screw you six ways to Sunday. This is about enormous power, prosecutorial power, but also power in the intelligence communities. We have to rein this in, or every American citizen is exposed to this kind of abuse of power.
How would you rein it in? I mean, if
we shouldn't have these special
Mueller, you have a major political crisis on your hands. Go ahead.
It's hard now. You're right. It's actually hard politically to fire Mueller. But the thing is, we never should have had Mueller in the first place because we've given too much power to a prosecutor who's no longer looking at Russia. He's looking at some kind of personal dealings with the president's lawyer. And imagine, once they get this, they've got all of the information that the president has ever discussed with the attorney, and they say, oh, we're not going to use the stuff that's attorney-client privilege, but they're going to read it. And you think once they've read it, it might give them ideas of other places to
that's
look.
Good. Let's stop right
there.
By the way, that's totally illegal to go after the lawyer to begin with is cooked up. But I was reading the law. To look at the stuff is illegal. They're doing it all. These are cornered rat criminals caught in bed with Russia, China, you name it, that hate the country. They're cornered rats. I mean, Mueller used to deliver uranium to the Russians on tarmacs in Moscow. It's like Hitler is like trying Netanyahu for being anti-Israel. Mueller's Hitler, Trump's Netanyahu. I mean, that's how, remember, Hank Williams Jr. said, well, such and such with Obama, you know, Obama and Israel's like Hitler and Netanyahu, and he got fired off Monday Night Football. That's how crazy this is. And then, of course, Alan Dershowitz makes the same point. He's a Democrat. Mueller is committing subterfuge and is dangerous. Here's that clip.
What we're seeing is a bifurcation of the investigation. I think Mueller has now acknowledged that he doesn't have the authority to look into Mr. Donald Trump's pre-presidential activities, and so he's filtered that off and given that to the Southern District of New York, which is now going to investigate those aspects, because apparently they couldn't find anything substantial when it comes to the president's exercise of his Article II authority. The president had the right to fire a Comey. He had the right to determine what was to be investigated. He would have the right to pardon, though I don't think it would be a wise thing to do at this time. But they're now moving some of the case over to the Southern District to look into some other matters regarding his lawyer, his private activities, some negotiated settlements. That seems like a subterfuge by which Mueller doesn't have the authority, so he gives it to somebody else, gives them the information. It's like laundering information to another prosecutor.
Let's stop right there. Yeah, it's parallel construction because they were already legally spying on Trump. We didn't elect the saint. He never said, I don't like hot women. We want him to do what he says he'll do politically, and he's delivered 98% on that. This is so dangerous. It's the cancer has now metastasized just like we knew it would. Roger Stone's going to be on the War Room later breaking down all he predicted all this. Anthony Cooney, I got a few other clips you're taking over. We really appreciate you. And by the way, you're welcome to pop in during the rest of the 34-hour broadcast. We'd love to get you on my show routinely. I ran a couple of your fans while I was in D.C. and at the airport. This is just a freaking nightmare. I mean, Rosenstein's a Clinton operative. He creates this guy. They change the power structure. Then they say, oh, better not fire us. And now they've metastasized it to all these other places. And they're looking at bimbos that the president might have boinked 11 years ago. I mean, this is insane.
I can't believe. Look, I'm not special. I don't have this special vision to see these shenanigans, if I may say, going on. But I see them. Who can't see what is going on? This is a concerted effort to take down a democratically elected president. There's no other motive going on here. You could call it a fishing expedition, a witch hunt, all that thing. This is so much more nefarious than those fun-loving terms.
It's a coup, isn't it?
It is a coup. This is when Trump's lawyer's office gets raided by the FBI and they have a warrant. These warrants are supposed to be specific. What crime was committed? Why did they give them a warrant to go into a lawyer's office, infringe that sacred right of client lawyer privilege, and search for something? What are they looking for? What did they have that they gave to a judge that gave them the ability to search a lawyer's office? That is a real bond, a sacred bond.
That violates two different amendments to the first 10 Bill of Rights. But expanding on that, parallel construction. These agencies use illegal surveillance. They've already got it. It came out in documents a year ago that I was being surveilled 6 years ago, and so was Trump. The DEA leaked that through Sheriff Arpaio. This is parallel construction. It has nothing to do with the original investigation. But, you know, Trump is smarter than that. He never did anything wrong. But, of course, did they take care of some women or whatever? Yeah. Well, we know he's not a freaking saint. He ran beauty contest. The whole his crime is he's not a pedophile or something. And so what's really going on here is parallel construction. I think Trump is smart enough to know his whole operation was under surveillance. And whatever stuff they're trying to twist, I have a feeling, is long gone.
Yeah, absolutely. I would hope so. Trump does come off as a smart guy when it comes to this kind of stuff. He won't fall into a lot of their traps that they're setting up. And that's exactly what this is. When Chuck Schumer the other day said that the president doesn't have the right or the ability to fire Mueller, I don't think he should. I think that would be a huge
mistake. But he does have the right. He does have the right.
He does have the right. Who's Mueller? What is he? He's higher than the president of the United States. And even the president doesn't have the ability to fire this guy. He could do anything he wants, search, warrant.
Oh, I said months ago, he's like Emperor Mueller. He's like God. He just does whatever he wants.
Yeah. He could do whatever he wants, and you're not seeing anybody budging on trying to tame this guy down. Look, get through the investigation, whatever it is. But it's at the point where it's so obvious what this is. This is no longer an investigation.
It's a coup d'etat. You're absolutely right. Let's go out to break because you're taking over. Anthony Cooney at CompoundMedia.com's here. on fire. Let's play Whoopi Goldberg licking her lips like Behar. Oh, Flynn says he's a Russian agent. Trump's going to prison. None of that was true. Here's Goldberg licking her lips. Oh, let's bring down the American recovery. Let's arrest Trump. Oh, well, let's have riots. Exactly what documents show Obama and Soros wanted to suspend the election. But you failed, and you'll fail again. And we have separate powers in government. They can't arrest the president. They can't do it, dummies, unless we impeach him. And America is too smart. I believe. Here it is.
Everything you're saying about what would happen if he does fire Mueller. I've said, Lindsey Graham has said it's political suicide.
Yeah.
I 100% think there would be, I think there would actually be rioting in Washington, D.C. I think it would be
now
at levels
be
we haven't seen.
I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it would take levels that we can't comprehend since the Nixon era. And I don't think
well,
we should get too
remember,
far ahead.
This hasn't
happened.
Can you imagine they want a civil war? The Democrat, Rob Reiner says it's a civil war. And they're pushing, the Democrats always hate, yeah, like Mueller is God. Anthony Cumming is straight ahead. Then the War Room with Owen Schroer is part of the 34-hour transmission. Please spread the live links now and overpower the censors.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Anthony Cumia.
Welcome, Anthony Cumia in here at Infowars.com. Wow, we're still here. Isn't it amazing? We haven't blown up yet. It really is interesting being here in, because I'm broadcasting from New York City, which, wow, there's what you call a primary target. So, you know, I don't have a hope in the world. If I got notification that missiles were en route, I guess I'd have a drink, hang out, wax fantastic about the old days with a few friends for 9 minutes. And that would be that. I mean, I can't remember. And I was a child during the Cold War days, back in the late 60s, early 70s. And I remember how terrifying it was. Every so often you'd think like, hey, there's a lot of missiles pointing at us right now. Just right there, right now, pointing at us, just a bunch of missiles. And, it would freak you out as a kid a little bit. And as time went on and things simmered down, everybody kind of relaxed. We let out a little, refreshing, a sigh of relief after, the Berlin Wall came down and, Perestroika and Gorbachev talking, with Reagan. And it just all seemed to get a lot calmer. There wasn't that impending doom that, as a child, just having a piano strung over your head by a thin little wire that was, everything that was taking place was done by people you didn't know, and you didn't know what they were doing to keep you safe. You find out years later things like the Cuban Missile Crisis and other very close calls that we had over the course of the Cold War. And it was frightening. But living through that and that type of fear and anxiety, I got to tell you, it's back. It is back right now. I am not very confident about this Syria thing. I honestly don't think we should be involved in this. In that we were involved with getting rid of ISIS. That's good. We had an enemy there, and we knew where they were. We knew what they were doing. They were a direct threat to us, the United States of America. Direct threat. So we had to take care of business. And Trump, one of Trump's campaign promises was indeed taking care of ISIS. And he has made good on that promise. They are decimated. They are almost crushed. And again, from what we're being told, that's always taken with somewhat of a grain of salt, even if it's from somebody you do respect and believe in. But that was the mission. Now, we see some children, and they've apparently been gassed by Assad's regime in Syria. And then that's our signal to swoop in and save the children. It's always presented that way. We must save these poor children from Assad and chlorine gas and nerve agents and everything. And last I heard, no one knows who the hell did this, if indeed it was done. I know Mad Dog Mattis has come out publicly and said that he does believe indeed there was a gas used against people. But nobody has had a definitive answer as to who did this. And we are already, this went from, mind you, let's do a little, let's backtrack a little. Oh, we don't have to backtrack far. Just a few days, as a matter of fact. Donald Trump, President Trump said, wow, we really should pull out of Syria at some point. We've done very well against ISIS. Once the job is done there, I'd like to pull our troops out and cease our operations in Syria. Well, almost immediately, suspiciously quick, there was a gas attack in Syria. As if somebody doesn't want us to leave Syria. Again, who that is, I don't know. But that was the chain of events almost immediately. And it goes from that to now us gearing up. We got carrier groups moving. We got Donald Trump, President Trump tweeting about what sounds to be imminent attacks on somewhere in Syria. Again, who the hell knows? Who, where, what? And, of course, the Russia angle on the whole thing. Now he's saying, I never said an attack on Syria would take place. Could be very soon or not soon at all. In any event, the United States, under my administration, has done a great job of ridding the region of ISIS. Where is our thank you, America? It's always a treat reading Donald's tweets. But, now he's had to dial back his initial tweet that said the missiles are coming. They're new, they're beautiful, they're smart. And, that seemed like a very ominous absolute that we would be engaging in some type of military activity over there in Syria. Now, there are a lot of Russians, a lot of Iranians over there in Syria doing their own thing over there. That puts a lot of people in danger. Now, you might remember after the last gas attack, the president lobbed in some cruise missiles, took out a couple of runways, which were put back in operation almost immediately. There were some deaths. And again, Russians are over there. Now, if we have to, again, send cruise missiles and then back that up with some manned aircraft, this puts our pilots in danger of being downed by Russians. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like a terrible escalation of events if Russia is now downing our aircraft and killing our pilots. How would we have to react to that? One of the scariest prospects of the whole thing is the fact that every single person that has been against every single thing Donald Trump has done since the election isn't against this. Donald Trump is talking about military action in Syria, and the left isn't clamoring for his impeachment on this, asking him to stop, saying it's crazy and ridiculous and this. They go from he's Putin's puppet to this is an insane escalation of events. Anything Donald Trump does in their eyes is a terrible thing. But doesn't it kind of look to you like someone out there or an entity out there, a collection of people, a consortium of people want a war? And perhaps the biggest one of them all, the one, the second half of the 20th century was based on, the two big kids on the block duking it out. And yes, believe me, once one side starts losing a conventional war, oh, we're glowing in the dark, people. And I must tell you, it wouldn't be a good thing, regardless of what your ideology is. We'll be back in moments. Don't go anywhere. Anthony Cumia, Infowars.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Stop the new World War 34-hour InfoWars store specials. We're running a limited-time special during the 34-hour broadcast to help you support the show in reaching the president to stop the new World War. Limited-time specials include Survival Shield X2, limited supply, 25% off. Get an Alexa Pure Pro free with 3 months food supply purchase. Mind and Body Challenge Pack, Brain Force Plus, and Real Red Pill, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off. Cell Force, 50% off. Bodies back in stock and 25% off. Alpha Power back in stock and 25% off. Double Patriot points for the month. Immune Gargle Combo. All sizes of Immune Gargle, 50% off. Yeah, you got to make sure you support InfoWars. We saw what happens when people don't want you saying what you want to say. Alex Jones, myself over at Compound Media, we can't be held hostage by sponsors. We need our people to support us and our sponsors, because once they are taken away, we can't broadcast. We are silenced. We saw what happened to Laura Ingraham over on Fox News. She talks about this David Hogg, one of these kids from the school shooting. And he's got an opinion. He's out there talking about things, which immediately opens you up to something called rebuttal. That's right. Someone might not agree with an 18-year-old or 19, however old he is, talking about gun control and things like that. There's going to be opposing viewpoints. But the second you make an opposing viewpoint, you are deemed a child murderer. You have blood on your hands, and you should never, ever be heard from again. So Laura Ingraham, thank God Fox stood by her, because I've seen a lot of people fold under that kind of pressure and fire people. And now I've gotten into some arguments with people on Twitter about this. They say, well, that's the marketplace. It's a boycott. We're allowed to do that. That's expressing our First Amendment right. No, it's not a boycott. That is mafia tactics. That is mob intimidation. Let me explain the difference to some confused people that don't understand what a boycott is and what absolute tyranny in silencing an opposing viewpoint is. If you want to boycott Laura Ingraham, here's what you do. You tell all your friends, you can make signs, you do whatever you want, and say, don't watch Laura Ingraham's show. Once the ratings go down, the sponsors will say, we're not getting our money's worth because no one's watching the show, and we will cancel our buys on that program. That is a boycott. That would be a boycott against Laura Ingraham. Tyrannical mob tactics to silence opposition is calling, writing, going on social media and intimidating the sponsors into canceling their buys on Laura Ingraham, regardless of how well she's doing and how much of their money's worth they're actually getting from advertising on our show. The MyPillow guy, you think he goes, well, we're doing great. Let's look at Laura Ingraham. Oh, yeah, wow, we're selling a lot of pillows. We're selling a lot of pillows. MyPillow, made in my home state of Minnesota. Laura Ingraham's doing very well for us. But we'll pull the ads. He didn't, mind you. He stuck a buyer. But they're trying to make people actually pull their ads based on nothing but the fact that she has an opposing viewpoint from them. That's mob tactics. That's exactly like mafia walking into a store and saying, you need to pay us or there's going to be a problem. It's them saying, you need to cancel your buys on this show or there's going to be a problem. That's not a boycott. You want to boycott Laura Ingraham? Don't watch Laura Ingraham. Tell your friends not to watch her. That is an American thing to do. That's exercising your rights. Intimidation is not. That's different. A lot of people don't understand that. I've been called out plenty of times. It's a boycott. You're allowed to do it. No, it's not a boycott. We were talking about Mueller, the Mueller investigation, the Mueller circus sideshow. Who isn't seeing this? I don't have any special powers. Alex Jones. Well, Alex might have special powers. I'm not sure. But I don't think he does. But a lot of people can see what's going on, but a lot of people can't. I don't understand the hatred for Donald Trump is making people blind. You have to see that this investigation is a farce. They are in search of something to pin on Donald Trump so that they can continue with some type of impeachment proceedings and remove a democratically elected president because they don't like him. They don't like what he stands for. They don't like the people that voted for him, which, by the way, are called Americans. That's right. Americans voted for Donald Trump. For the past the 8 years prior to Donald Trump, we had a president in office that a lot of people didn't like. There wasn't a concerted effort to remove him from office. There wasn't a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week hissy fit going on mainstream media to have him removed. We didn't like it. We dealt with it as best we could. We voiced our opinions on it, and we accepted that he was going to be our president. The opposition to Donald Trump is not accepting that. And it seems to be a much bigger operation than just the liberals or Democrats or progressives disagreeing with the president. This goes a lot deeper. And I've never been one of these people that have looked much deeper than the surface. I had this naivete that I actually believed that a lot of what the government was telling me was the truth, that mainstream media, aside from a few things you had to sort out, was basically telling me the truth. The election of Donald Trump showed me and a lot of other people that that just is not so. And we are being fed a lot of disinformation, and there's a reason for it. There's a much more nefarious, evil reason why these things are going on. Why we see this Mueller investigation continuing month after month into what amounts to will be years. And they have not found a thing. They invade the right to lawyer-client privilege and raid the office of Donald Trump's lawyer looking for, we don't know. Last I heard, they were looking for something that had to do with the Access Hollywood tape. Remember that one? They actually were looking for something like that. What's on the warrant? I want to know what's on that warrant. What are they looking for? What huge thing took them over a year to finally decide, hey, we need to open the door of Trump's lawyer and rifle through privileged information? Well, I tell you something, you better have something good. And I can't imagine they do, because we haven't heard anything in over a year of this investigation. We have not heard one thing that attaches Donald Trump to some type of Russian collusion, whatever the hell that is. But we're hearing about porn stars and the fact that Donald Trump was unfaithful. And that, like Alex said at the top of this hour, we knew this. This isn't a surprise. This didn't keep us from voting for Donald Trump and having him legally elected as the president of the United States of America. We didn't care. We just wanted the country to be better. And he's an outsider, and he's in their game, and they don't like it, and they're trying to have him removed because that's what they do. He's not business as usual. He's not one of the boys. And they're not happy with that. And we have to see where this is going. It's a dangerous place. Be back in moments. Anthony Cumia, Infowars.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Anthony Cumia.
Welcome, welcome back. Anthony Cumia, InfoWars.com. There's so much speculation as to what the hell is going on with this country. We've heard from Alex, this war that globalists are waging on this country, the way it's being torn apart from the inside out. We don't look at ourselves as Americans anymore. There isn't this, we hear all the time, diversity is our greatest strength, and all you see are people that resent each other for their diversity. We don't have American values anymore that seem to have held us together for so many years. No matter what we disagreed on for 200 years or so before it really started getting a little frayed around the edges, we at least looked at ourselves that we had a commonality of being Americans. That's gone. It's just gone. There doesn't seem to be that common thread that holds us together as Americans anymore. There's so many different groups and factions, and just because you practice a different religion, that means you can't accept or respect another person's. And again, without that commonality of just being Americans, the whole thing falls apart. I was watching an amazing documentary the other night on the Roosevelts. Now, regardless of how you feel about their politics and whatnot, it was just the presidency and what led up to it of Teddy Roosevelt. Very early 1900, from the 1800s into the 1900s, a very pivotal time in American history. It's fascinating because this is a guy, you won't find more of a man's man than Teddy Roosevelt. And what the things he believed in, and again, I'm not just talking politically, I'm saying the things he believed in, country, family, the rights of a man to be a man. After his wife and mother died on the same day, he just picked up, put on a cowboy hat, got and went out west and just spent time alone in the wilderness getting his head back together and assessing himself, his country, his place in this great nation. And it really struck me that in a little over 100 years of this country's existence from that time on, just has fallen apart. No one cares anymore about America and being American. It's a bad word. It's a bad word now. It's some type of either you're racist or you're a white supremacist or an imperialist. And years ago, when America was an amazing, great place, it was looked at as a thing of pride. And when you spoke about it, other people got on board and talked also about how wonderful it was, the opportunity, and just the amazing place to raise a family. You look at someone like Teddy Roosevelt now, he wouldn't be able to speak on a college campus because he would be talking about war and glory and shooting animals. he would be labeled toxic masculinity. Toxic masculinity. They've actually come up with something, a slur against a man being a man. We're not allowed anymore to find women attractive. The basic thing that keeps human beings repopulating the earth. The fact that men will find women attractive. It's now a bad thing. An instinct that has been ingrained in human beings for millennia. And it's a bad thing now. They label that and they make sure, oh boy, do they make sure they spread it around the schools. Get them while they're young. Tell them about gender fluidity and toxic masculinity and feminism and all the things that rip us apart. Ah, to anger a conservative, lie to him. To anger a liberal, tell him the truth. Theodore Roosevelt. If you get the opportunity, man, I tell you, watch it. Because I honestly believe the best way to try to see where we're going as a nation is to look at where we've been and what worked, what didn't work. Believe me, I don't see any new geniuses coming up. We get new technology and whatnot that winds up biting us in the ass anyway. But we get new technology, some new ideas and research, new medicines. But I'm not seeing any new ideas as far as how men are supposed to be men and how we're supposed to, what's good for a country, what's bad for a country. These are all basic things that have been in place and still work. So you look back in time and you see what worked and what didn't work. And all the things that seem to have worked are now horrible things to the progressive left. They do not like families, traditional families. They don't like people having unification in anything, and especially, like I said, in country. Trying to take away basic rights, the top 10. They're trying to infringe upon every one of them. And we see people talking about the Second Amendment a lot. I am just a staunch advocate of our Second Amendment right. It prevents many evils. And we see what's happening, and we're being compared to other nations. We're told what an amazing place America is, what an amazing, unique country we are. And that in some ways, we cannot be compared to other nations. And then as far as the gun issue goes, all people want to do is compare us to other nations. Well, the things that make us very unique in this country, freedoms that we have, the freedoms that we have to make ourselves great are also the same freedoms that people have to be idiots, to be stupid, to be reckless, because those same freedoms that we cherish can be used for evil things. And that's why you can't compare any America to any other place. The United Kingdom is now having, London is having this horrible knife problem. Apparently, without guns, people go around stabbing each other. So it has nothing to do with the weapon itself. And I've heard in the past many times, especially when you have a mass shooting, the argument is always, hey, what about if the other people were armed, good people with guns were armed? And we get the same scenario from the left. It'd be the Wild West. It's going to be this crazy shootout. People with guns will just start shooting everybody. You're like, oh, really? We're just innately murderers that want to kill? Well, I don't. Yes, it's crazy. All right. Then the UK now wants people to give up their knives. They say that only cowards carry knives. They actually, with the mayor, actually said, mayor of London, there's no reason to carry a knife. There's plenty of reasons to carry a knife. My biggest point is this. If we are all maniacs that can't be trusted with weapons in a room full of strangers, that we would all of a sudden, it would turn into the Wild West, we'd start killing each other. The most dangerous place to be in London would be a restaurant. It's literally a room full of strangers where every man, woman, and child is in possession of a knife. That should be the most dangerous place, because people can't be expected to not just pick up the knives and start killing each other. We would do it with guns. That's what we're told. If you put a bunch of strangers in a room and everyone's armed, it's going to turn into the Wild West. But if for some reason we can sit peacefully with strangers and eat when we are all armed with what is apparently the most dangerous item in London, the knife, and we somehow keep it together and don't just go stabbing each other. This might lead a sane person to believe it has nothing to do with the weaponry. It has nothing to do with the weapons themselves. There are bad people who will do bad things. And I don't know what planet you're from if you believe that could be changed. Because that is another thing that has been ingrained in us and in some people for millennia. Just like the fact that men will love looking at attractive women. Even people that want to be president of the United States of America. I am Anthony Cumia. You can check me out on compoundmedia.com with the wonderful Artie Lang. And I want to thank everyone at Infowars.com, especially Alex Jones. I love the guy. Been a big fan for years, and it's a very special treat for me to be on Infowars.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.